testing your computer. Testing audio.
Audio test is okay. DA3WZ.
VACWBZ, I think that's William, if I recall correctly. You got Sam here, VA3. How are you?
Hey, how are you? Victor Alpha 3, Whiskey Bravo Zulu. Yeah, I'm doing just fine and dandy. Just getting ready to have my shower and go to bed. Been a late date, or late night for me so far. Just listened to the radio here for a little bit, then figured I'd get my, say goodnight to myself there, basically. How are you doing? How's your Christmas and the holidays?
We're doing okay, thanks for asking. Enjoying a little bit of time off of work and resting up, you know, getting ready for the new year kind of thing. Got a little bit snowed in there, I think the whole city did, and got some time to play with the radio, so, yeah, that's about it. Not much is new, so, good to hear you out there. Don't want to keep you up too late, but it is nice to have a little conversation.
Yeah, thanks very much. It's not very young to hear people on this repeater either after the science and tech that comes Saturday, so it's a good repeater to go and use. Not that busy. And you're right about the snow. I got the snowblower this morning. I went, did my driveway and my neighbor's driveway because we have an arrangement, basically. So keeping the arrangement. And it's, you know, nice busy time keeping, you know, using the shovel and snowboard, getting some exercise. I don't got much exercise being retired and all that stuff either, so I sort of welcome the exercise. Back to you.
Yeah, it can be a good exercise as long as you're up for the challenge. I mean, I don't pick up the shovel much these days, but once in a while, if there's this little small area to shovel, you got to be careful. You know, we're all getting older and use caution. I tell you, though, the shovels have come a long way since I was growing up. They got all different types of shovels now with different angle handles and push style sled ones and you name it. So, yeah. The city did a good job on the streets. They got the streets plowed out really quickly, blocked in a lot of driveways in the process, but hey, you know, that's how it goes. And then the people get out there and shovel it back out in the road again after.
We're lucky around here. When the plows come through, they have another plow coming in behind to go and clean up the driveways. But I usually try and clean up against the curb, at least as far as the manhole, and keep that clear for when the snow is melting. It can drop down in, and also when, if I get up to the curb, that means people can go and park inside the curb as well, and it gives more space for cars to go and pass each other as well. And so that takes a little while, but that's okay. When you don't have much else to go and do, you know, like I said, just keep you busy a bit. Back to you.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the best thing to do. You know, to put it on the curbside and keep the drains clear, like how you say. That's the ideal way of doing it, all right? So, William, I trust that you had a happy holidays, and I want to wish you a happy new year as well. Hopefully we'll catch you on the repeater here once in a while, and if not on this repeater, then maybe on other repeaters, I don't know. What repeaters tend to be more active these days?
I don't really know. I'm usually on STA, like VEC STA. That's 147375, I think it is. I'm on there. That's one in Pickering. And also OSH sometimes. And on WU here. I don't know of any other ones that I can use. Actually, yeah, there's one in Mississauga. There's also the York Region one. But I'm very rarely on those. I need to get my radio repaired. That's what I need to do now, is get the radio repaired. I had to replace both finals on the UHF and VHF. Got to replace both the finals on that, get them ordered in, and go to replace them. So I'll say 7-3 to you as well. And we'll chit-chat to you later on in the new year, I hope. You take care of yourself. VA3WVZ. Over to you.
Yeah, I have a little project I got to get going on myself. I got to get VHF, UHF rigs fixed. I lost the UHF side of it. Won't transmit. It receives, but doesn't transmit. I think it's just some little diode in there that's got to be swapped out. But I've been procrastinating it. A lot of my projects that I have lined up have been just sitting around collecting dust. So maybe this year I'll get around to it. Or maybe I'll just use it on the VHF side and maybe put it in the mobile and get back on the air this year. Let's see how things go. You know, that'll be fun. Be like old times again. So, William, I'll let you go. I know you'll want to get some rest there, and it is a bit late. So we'll say 73, and hope to chat with you again later on down the log.
Thanks very much, then. VA3WBZ will play your finals.